Back to WikiLeaks now. In the global cyber war that we're witnessing this morning, with MasterCard's website being down and WikiLeaks servers being chased from place to place around the world, one of the weapons in this battle is when a website goes down, you can mirror it on so-called pirate sites. We're now talking with Lawrence Laws-Kay, who's head of the UK Pirate Party, part of the Pirate Party International, which is a global group that does provide a kind of internet refuge for sites that are under attack by providing mirror sites for them. Lawrence, first of all, good morning.
Yes, and good afternoon here from here, European time.
And I gather because your group has offered mirroring services to WikiLeaks, I don't know if you want to actually disclose that or not, or in theory could offer it, does it mean you're in sympathy with Julian Assange?
Well, what we're in sympathy with is the entire WikiLeaks project. We see the WikiLeaks case as being about the fundamental right to a free internet and expression, and that the information being released is overwhelmingly in the public interest. And this is why, as pirate parties, we're working to make WikiLeaks available on a worldwide mirroring infrastructure. What we want to make sure is that the domains will guarantee the release of the U.S. diplomatic cables can continue and the previous publications will stay online.
You know, I'm interested, Lawrence, in the information that's come out. I think some of it is certainly in the public interest. I don't know if any of it is, you know, hugely earth-shattering, but I do worry that this war that's now been touched off here is going to result in clampdowns on internet openness around the world, and that you guys are responsible for that.
No, we place the blame firmly with the authorities. We have been warning for months now that there are moves to clamp down on the freedom of the internet. What we see is a very dangerous ramping up of the rhetoric right now, and we can firmly put the blame on that. In particular, the U.S. authorities are describing WikiLeaks as some kind of terrorist site. We utterly reject that. What we feel is that we could not stand idly by whilst WikiLeaks.org remains censored. That is actually the state of affairs in the 21st century, and that's utterly unacceptable. So now we're one of the main ways that you can still access the information is through WikiLeaks.ch, which is a domain registered to the Swiss Pirate Party.
But don't you offer a pretext for the authorities to do things that they might be a little more sensitive about doing? I mean, certainly casting WikiLeaks as a terrorist organization is just the kind of hyperbole you would expect from foreign governments.
Well, it's what we're actually trying to do is to appeal for calm. What I mean is that we're entering a very dangerous situation. We're beginning to see a tit-for-tat cyber war developing that I can actually confirm that Pirate Party Sweden servers have come under attack recently. I understand that the attacks were continuing last night, and I'm also getting reports from Pirate Party Netherlands have also coming under
well,
attack.
Well, we're speaking to you inside the sort of cyber bunker there. Lawrence Laws-Kay is the head of the UK Pirate Party, offering mirroring services to WikiLeaks and describing the cyber war underway this morning. Thanks, Lawrence.
At Radiolab, we love nothing more than nerding out about science, neuroscience, chemistry.
But we do also like to get into other kinds of stories. Stories about policing or
politics,
country music,
hockey,
sex of bugs.
Regardless of whether we're looking at science or not science, we bring a rigorous curiosity to get you the answers.
And hopefully make you see the world anew.
Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know.
Wherever you get your podcasts.